It's KJZZ's Here and Now. Good morning. I'm Steve Goldstein. Yesterday, Whole Foods investors got some disappointing news when the grocery chain reduced its profit outlook. Is the company no longer an industry leader? Where is its competition coming from? For some insight, I turn to Joe Dobrow, formerly of the executive teams for both Whole Foods and Sprouts. His recently published book, Natural Profits, covers the natural food and grocery revolution. And he'll be talking about the book 1 week from tomorrow at Barnes & Noble in Scottsdale. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Steve. Good to be back with you.
So where is Whole Foods competition coming from now?
It's coming from everywhere. I mean, you could go into a Valero convenience store at the gas station and find natural and organic products. But a lot of it is coming from the conventional supermarkets. And Fry's, you know, the Kroger company, has done a fantastic job of adding natural and organic, getting great pricing out there. And that's really putting a lot of squeeze on the traditional natural grocers like Sprouts and Whole Foods.
Is John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, nervous about what's going on, regardless of what he said publicly yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's well, you've been talking about matters at the Capitol here. It's been bloody Wednesday for the natural foods market on Wall Street. Whole Foods shares are down about 19% today. Sprouts shares are down 15 or 16% as of earlier this hour, and they don't even announce their quarterly earnings until 2 o'clock today. So I think you probably have people in both of the executive suites in those companies who are sweating bullets today.
So, Joe, what do they need to do then to get ready and realize that the competition has maybe caught up?
Well, let's look at it from two different perspectives. I mean, what is happening on Wall Street is actually very good news, or it reflects very good news for consumers. Mm-hmm. Because the fundamentals in the natural foods industry are really sound. You've got a $100 billion industry here that by every forecast I've seen looks like it's going to grow to $200 billion by the end of this decade. It's a reliable cash flow business. I mean, Whole Foods pays a dividend. More and more people are gravitating toward eating this way. So that's all good. The fundamentals are in place there. What Wall Street is punishing these guys for right now is the fact that there's so much more competition. Walmart has now re-entered the fray with their Wild Oats line, which was announced last month, with prices that are 25 or 30% below what you might find at Whole Foods. And so I think that what the Whole Foods and the Sprouts of the world need to do is to be patient, because they need to get back to managing the business for the consumers and not managing the business on the, you know, quarter-by-quarter basis that most public companies do for Wall Street.
Boy, Joe, when you mention Walmart, that makes me think that Whole Foods, you know, might be facing even stronger competition from the standpoint that a lot of people at least think Whole Foods is a lot more expensive than average. Is it legitimately more expensive than average?
It is. It is. In fact, my consulting firm, Brickwall Strategy, we just completed a pricing study, and we looked here in Phoenix at 40 of the most common natural organic branded items, and we looked in Fry's and at Sprouts and at Whole Foods. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit at the Barnes & Noble event on the 15th, but the headline on it is that Sprouts prices are about 5% below Whole Foods on average, but Fry's prices are about 12% below Sprouts. So there's no doubt that with more entrants, and certainly with the power that Walmart brings to the table, even though there's not a lot of overlap in the customer base, but what it's going to do is it's going to force more pressure on all of these retailers out there to tighten up their profit margins a little bit, and that's going to mean lower prices for consumers. I have absolutely no doubt about that.
Joe, briefly, we've only got about 30 seconds left. How do you think Whole Foods could be affected by this recent announcement that Safeway and Albertsons are kind of sort of merging?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Both of those companies already have their natural and organic product lines out there, and the more buying power that they've got, the more they're going to end up driving the profit margins down for everybody. So it may be that everybody, including Whole Foods, just sort of needs to readjust to this world in which they can't quite charge the high prices that they have been before, but I think that their businesses are in very good shape right now.
Joe Dobrow, author of the book Natural Profits. 1 week from tomorrow, he'll be at Barnes & Noble in Scottsdale, the one on Shea Boulevard, with the presentation Whole Foods, Sprouts, Fry's, and the Natural Foods Revolution. Joe, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.